Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back, family. This is your boy, D. For you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, that just simply means and. I got a hot one for you today, family. Today's episode is entitled, How Long Does It Take to Get a CAPM Certification? Again, how long does it take to get a CAPM certification? As you know what I always do here, family, I give you three quick items and then I should say principles. I think that's what I'm going to start saying, my three principles. And then I'll give you some foundation and then we're out. 10 minutes or less. Let's get it. So first of all, we need to understand what does CAPM stand for. CAPM stands for, in project management, Certified Associate in Project Management. Again, Certified Associate in Project Management. Now, the CAPM is really a certification for professionals that want to be project managers with little to no experience, with the aspirations, and like I said earlier, of actually being a project manager. So if you're new to project management, I would definitely recommend this certification, this CAPM, because again, it is really going to give you the foundation principles that you need. But I know that what you're here for is you want to know how long it's going to that is going to take. So before you can even take this exam, there's a requirement of 23 contact hours of project management before you can even sit for the exam. Matter of fact, before you can even submit your application. That may have or may not change. I don't know. But again, as the last check, it was that you have to have 23 contact hours. And that is as of April 2023. Now, I unpack this in a kind of way that's different. Now, when you ask the question, how long does it take to get your CAPM? I looked at a couple factors. I looked at the actual time. And when I say actual time, meaning the actual time that is required of what I believe that it would take to actually get it. And then the total commitment. So there's two type of commitments that I really believe that is going to be required for the CAPM certification. The first one is going to be the commitment of your time, and then the other one is going to be the commitment of being disciplined to execute on the things that are actually required in order to get this exam. So I broke it down like this. I said, okay, there are 23 contact hours required. Let's say that you are somebody, you are a go-getter. You're like, listen, I'm going hard on this exam or to get ready to take this exam. I'm going to knock out the 23 contact hours. I'm going to do 3 hours a day. Let's say you're able to knock it out in 7 days because you doubled up or you increased your productivity over the on the weekend. Registration process normally takes about 24, I mean, as far as to get approved, PMI says 24 hours. It depends. I mean, that's subjective because it depends on how many people are submitting application. That means, so there's a couple different things. Also, another aspect of the time that's required that I didn't even think about as I'm talking to you now, is just coming out, is the time to fill out the application. So there's that time as well. And then if you get audited, that I'm gonna make a whole video of that because I've experienced that multiple times. So when you get audited from PMI, when I got audited, I think it might have took me a couple weeks, I think a week or two. And that was, again, because so when you get audited, I'll give you a high level of what that looks like. You have to go in, you have to send this document off to the people that you put down as your, for each of the projects that you worked on as the reference aspect of it. And again, they make it so easy in PMI. I remember when I originally first started this, compared to how they have it, oh man, that system is so much better. So anyway, if you get audited, you have to make sure that the people that you said that were part of this project as far as your sponsor, that they can back you on that one. So again, that may take a week of getting the responses back. So when I looked at everything as far as like the total commitment, I didn't do it hourly, I just did it by days. And I really personally feel probably 60 to 90 days. And I still think that's an aggressive schedule. I think it's very aggressive because and again, it depends on where you're coming from. If you've done project management and you've been a project manager, this probably would be 60 to 90 days. It would be probably pretty easy. But if you haven't, if this is a new career, let's say you're making a career change and this is new, then I just don't think 60 to 90 days. I think 60, 90 days is just really aggressive for you, but I do think it's still possible. I wouldn't say in 2 weeks you can do that, that you can get it, or 3 weeks. And I just don't think that's realistic. Again, it's possible, but I don't think it's realistic for what you're trying to do with your career. And you say, well, what do you mean with what I'm trying to do? Well, if you're somebody that's watching this channel, I don't believe that you're here just to get a certification. I like what one of my good buddies, Daryl has said. He said when he went after his certification, he just didn't want to have this to say, oh, I got a certification. He wanted to be a practitioner as far as saying, not only do I have the certification, I am a practicing project manager. So I say this to you, family, is that you want to be a practicing participant, meaning I meant to say a practitioner of practice, meaning that you practice what you actually went and got the cert for. So this is the individual that you want to be, the resource that you want to be. And I know that you want to be that. And so if that's the case, then that's why I say 60 to 90 days, preferably on the 90 versus the 60. That gives you 3 months to really pace yourself, understand everything. For me, it took much longer than 90 days because I was really committed to really learning the craft, not just soaking up the information just so I can go and take a test. I really wanted to understand everything. So if I was mentoring someone, I would still say, hey, I would say 90 days to 6 months. And again, all of this is dependent on you. It depends on your work ethic. I don't know your work ethic. It depends on the roles and responsibilities you have at work, as well as what you have at home. So there's a lot of factors, and that's why I would build a plan with you, a customized plan, to say, if you were going after the CAPM, we would set it up. We would set timelines as far as the dates of these activities that you need to be working on so that you can be ready on the date that you said you wanted to sit down and pass the test. You like how I did that? I didn't say sit down and take the test. I said sit down and pass the test. So family, I hope you enjoyed today's video. Again, I want to be realistic with you. I know there are videos out there that say you can get it in 2 weeks, 1 week, 1 month. Yeah, it's possible. But would you rather live on learning and honing your craft, or would you rather just go to a quick fix so you can just say, oh, I got this certification? You don't look like that type of person. You look like you're really here to hone your craft, really to add to the foundation of project management, to add to project management as a whole, to have an impact. And you seem like someone that wants to have an impact. If I'm wrong, my apologies, but I really believe that. And because of that, you really want to take your time to understand it. And so I'm saying 90 days to 6 months, or again, if you are aggressive, maybe 60 to 90. Until next time, family, this is your boy ED. I'm out.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.